Now is the time for our children to come forward for our children's moment with Larry.
I do sound good, don't I? You can't hear me? Boy, I can hear myself. A few weeks ago, stumped the pastor, and there's been some challenging things, and I'm always kind of anticipate what might be next, and so what do you got there, Levi? Can I have it? Well, it's light. That's good. Oh, wow. A balloon. Want to hold that for me? A car. And I know you got this from your grandmother, because your grandpa wouldn't give it to you. Dollar bill. You know, what this makes me think about is that God gives us the opportunity to provide for our families. And we get paid with this stuff. But, let me see your car. But too often, we take this stuff and buy this. And forget that God says, bring a portion to me. He didn't say bring it all. In the Old Testament, he said 10%. The best 10%, the first 10%. But too often today, in the society that we live in, it all goes here rather than here. And what God wants you to do is when you all do you get an allowance? You do?
Yes.
Do you get an allowance?
Definitely. Right.
Well, I've got a whole sermon on allowances that I heard from Dave Ramsey. That's some really good advice. You do? Well, do you give part of it to God? And do you save part of it? And then do you spend part of it? You don't have to answer me. But that's what God wants us to do. So let me make a suggestion to all of you. Anytime you get money, anytime anybody gives you any money, ask mom or dad for an envelope. And on one right, what?
Savings.
On the second one, write
God's money
or giving. And on the third, write
spending.
And put some in each envelope each time you get money. And then it helps you learn to give. And it's not all about me anymore, but it's a great opportunity, a great way to learn how that we can share with others. Lily, welcome back.
Today at school, we're doing something at school. We're kind of doing a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're turning in money. Like if you can turn it in change or not. You might turn in dollars and change or just change. And if you turn in $5, you get a prize. And it's going for people with bad hearts.
Oh, well, that's great. And that'd be a good place for giving. Or maybe you might want to just take some of your spending money and give it toward that need. Okay? Hey, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day, and we're thankful, Father, for The gift of the ability to work, to provide for our families, to earn, Lord, a wage that is fair for what we do. And so, Father, help us all to learn to give, save, and spend in proper proportions as the way that you have blessed us. Lord, we thank you for Nicole and Levi and Katie and Lily, and we just pray, Father, that as they grow, that they learn to give, save, and spend wisely. In your name we pray. Amen. Who gets the box next week? Do you want the box next week? Oh, it's just whatever somebody wants to put in the box, and then I try to come up with some kind of great line about it.
I got a big bag of money, and it's $4.26.
$4.26. Just put that in the offering, will you, Levi? Don't give that back to your grandma. Thanks, you guys.